Of course, with the sad loss of Sir Terry Wogan over the weekend, I'm delighted. Hopefully, Mike Skinner is on the other end of the phone.
Morning, Alan. How are you?
I'm very well. Mike, Mike is with Uckfield FM, our friends just down the road from us. And not only is he a broadcaster, I have to say, but he's also the chairman of Uckfield FM. So a very good morning, and thanks very much for joining us.
It's a pleasure, Alan. It's always a pleasure to talk to you guys up the road there.
Lovely. Listen, I just wanted you really to share, because you have really been lucky enough to have shared a studio with Terry Wogan on his breakfast programme.
Yeah, I was very fortunate. It was about 13 years ago now, 12, 13 years ago, when I was the head of public affairs at the Hospital Broadcasting Association, which you and I remember very well.
Absolutely. And
I had to go up to London with the president at the time, June Snowden, to see Terry and to sort out some bits for the Hospital Broadcasting Awards, which were taking place that year. And we went up and sat in on his breakfast program. The first thing that struck me when I walked into the studio was the smell of bacon rolls, I think it was. You can imagine it, can't you? You know, they really sorted out and got their lives together in the morning with all their food and everything else. And Paul Walters was there as well, his producer.
Paul, yeah.
You know, not with us anymore as well. And Terry just got up from his desk and came running across to the door and said, "Come in, you guys," he said. "Come in," he said, "sit down, enjoy the program, enjoy," you know. And we sat there for about an hour or so with him while he did the last hour of his program that morning. Such an amazing man, inspirational, to say the least. You know, I've got very fond memories of him because every year he was the patron of Hospital Broadcasting Association for a good many years. And every year he would be well involved with the awards, as I mentioned earlier on. And him and a team of people and we're talking of Alan Dedlicote and John Marsh and Chris Cook, who was the producer at the time at the BBC, all these people were involved with Hospital Radio, and they put their backs into helping us with the awards every year. And every year Terry would record a bit, and it would come up on the screen at the conference, welcoming us to whichever town we were in or whichever city we were in, and really praising Hospital Radio. And of course, he always did that on his programs. He always mentioned Hospital Radio, and it was a brilliant grounding for all of us that are now involved in community radio. And, you know, it's just happy memories. He was a good listener. He would always smile. He was just an amazing man. And I'm sure, Alan, you know, you'd probably agree with me that some of the things that he did rub off on you, don't you? And, you know, the fact is that broadcasting on radio is different from any other medium. You know, you're broadcasting to your listener, and he always used to say his listener.
Yeah.
And I think
you'd
agree with that. You know, you're broadcasting at the moment to your listener. You know, it might be somebody in his car. It might be somebody, you know, getting the kids ready for school. It could be somebody who's in hospital, for instance, and, you know, you're their friend this morning. And that is exactly what Terry did. He was, you know, a truly professional person that was amazing at what he did. He'll be sadly missed by everybody.
Absolutely. It is. And we both started out in the hospital radio years ago. He was a master at that, it is a huge talent, and it's something that's very difficult to do, I think, is to speak to that one person.
That's right. And of course, his audience was his contributors to the programme, of course. You know, we were very lucky down in Uckfield. We, you know, John Marsh, who was the newsreader at the time at the BBC, lives just outside the town here, and he's a good friend of Uckfield FM even to this day. And we were very fortunate. Terry would get something like 2,000 emails a day, and we were very fortunate for that. With our co-founder of the Uckfield FM, Paddy Ray, we would send things up to the studio, and 9 times out of 10 it would be read through. And yesterday we put all these compilations together for our website, and there were 12 minutes that we had of national radio on Radio 2. What other radio station or whatever group of people would get that sort of coverage? We were privileged. And to have a person that was not shy, you know, he got on with it. And he broke the rules, I think, lots and lots of times. And I'm sure some of his bosses at the BBC would, you know, cringe at some of the things that were said, especially the Janet and John stories. Some of those were really near the mark, you know.
No, but they certainly
good
were.
Radio, and we miss that now.
Yeah, I was going to turn to mention John Boggy Marsh, but and not that I would say that I've listened to any of that on your website at all. But it did make me smile when I was not listening to it last night. Mike, I'm really pleased that you've been able to join us this morning. It's a great pleasure to speak to you on the radio and to talk about Sir Terry Wogan. It, like you, I guess, and like an awful lot of people, I was deeply shocked at his loss. And I think that the radio industry as such has lost somebody that everyone who wants to present on radios can look up to.
Absolutely.
Try and aspire to be with.
That's right.
Okay, well, Mike, that's really good of you, as I said, to join us this morning. That's Mike Skinner, who is down there on Uckfield FM, and I think you've got Gary King on breakfast down there, haven't you?
Yeah, Gary King's on breakfast at the moment, and we're just about to talk to John Marsh on the radio.
So, are you really?
You know, we'll get some more memories as well.
Aren't you a lucky chap down there? My best regards to Gary. We do actually exchange comments sometimes on breakfast because he's on at the same time as I am, but fortunately, we're not even in the same area. So,
all the very best to you guys and to all your listeners.
And to you, Mike, thanks ever so much for joining us.